We keep a clear, free mind. And this week, I was going to minister on something else, but I'm telling you, this week, it's like the pressures of this life and business and all of that, the enemy. How many knows you have a real enemy? And I mean, he is the type that suggests things. He don't really have power over us, but he has the power of suggestion. You know, thoughts coming to you and all of that stuff. And this leads to a worry-free life. We live in a troubled world, troubled people. I mean, praise God, don't matter if you're broke or got plenty of money, troubled world. And the Bible says it. It says that the way of the Lord is narrow and straight. And what that means in that, I studied it one time, and the understanding that I got to that point was that it is contracted by pressure. Walking with the Lord, entering in, is going to be a place of pressure, praise God. And the Lord, I could see myself in a little rowboat one time, and I was in a stream, and it was carrying me down. You know, it was carrying me down, and the river was just the flow of the world, cares, troubles, people, ungodliness, and all that. And I'm in the middle of this. I'm in this boat. I'm not in it. And how many Bible knows the Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of it. And I knew the scripture, you know, and I could see myself, and I could see myself start rowing, and I stopped going with the flow, you know. I stopped in the river, but I wasn't going anywhere, you know. I wasn't going up. And the Lord told me, and I was rowing. He said, the more that you row, he said, the more that you'll go forward. And I could see at that time what that meant was to fight the good fight and watch my mind and cast down thoughts and all of that stuff, you know. And then in my spirit, I seen me going forward after I started fighting. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. A mind, your mind is a major, major, major. I mean, I can't really say that's not really a strong enough word for me. It's the only one I can come up with. A major, major determining factor of your enjoying life, your faith. I mean, where the mind goes, the body goes. And I mean, I know that's about I got a deeper revelation of it, more real to me than what I can explain on the inside, how that it will change your life, that God's word will transform your life. Romans 12:2 says it. Be not conformed to this world. What's the world doing? They're worrying. They're fretful. They're angry. They're tense. They're anxious. They're broken dreams. A lot of them can do is complain about everything, complain about the economy. This is not the first time that the United States has went through hard times. This is not the first time that the church has went through hard times. I mean, the church grows in hard times throughout the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. You know, and I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, I can see the victory and mercy and grace of God in the people that would yield and trust Him and listen to Him. Delivering power, hallelujah. But you know what? The Lord, I mean, really impressed me, because, I mean, things were just coming, and I got phone calls, you know, putting more pressure on me, you know, in my business and different things, you know, and I need to do some things down here, different things, you know, and all of that. And all of a sudden, I had this thought. The Lord said, what if the people at church is getting this kind of pressure? And I thought, oh, man, this wouldn't be good. This just wouldn't be good. Because, I mean, I know. I mean, I've got an X on me, a target from the enemy. I mean, there's an X on me. There's an X on you. But, I mean, he would love to take me down. He would love to take you down. I'm not a whiner. He ain't got that kind of power. I'm just telling you, you're marked because of your love for God, because of your faith in God, because of your stance that you are going to live in victory. I mean, you are a marked person by the powers of darkness. But the Bible says that they shall not by any means harm us. The battle is the mind. And the Lord told me, He said, I want you to do this and this and this. And I wrote some things down. How many knows it's biblical and attainable, not just biblical, it's attainable that you can live a carefree, enjoyable life. Now, I know that's a big mouthful. It's attainable. It's biblical. It says, all that lies in me, be at peace with all men. All that lies in me. And I've heard people say, well, you know, it don't lie in us all the way to do it. Well, you're putting an excuse in there. How much lies in us? All of Him. Right? I mean, a God that you cannot get anxious. A God that He says, in all that lies in us, not in our own ability. But how many knows it's biblical and attainable to live a worry-free life, stress-free, carefree life? If you're not aware of the devil, though, you've got to be aware that he's constantly trying to keep you worried. I mean, he'll bring thoughts to you, worry about your marriage, worry about your, I mean, you know, I thank God I don't got kids in school today. You know, now I remember back when Travis was homeschooled, I thought this would be great, man. Pull him out of school and put him in, you know, we're going to put him in a Christian academy and all of that stuff where he won't have to read this garbage that they got in the mandatory book, blah, blah, blah. We felt like the Lord. Well, you know what? I mean, it was more stressful than him going to school. You know, Teresa called one day and she's frustrated, Travis is frustrated, you know, and all of that stuff. And I turned to the Lord. Somebody say, acknowledge God. It's no different today. You know, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, moving in. What are you doing? I'm not going to worry about it. So, in other words, if I'm not going to worry, I got to give it to somebody. I got to get rid of that. So I give that thing to the Lord. And when I did, God began to give me wisdom. He began to give me words to say to Teresa and different things, you know. But what I'm saying is the pressures of that time when he was in school, you know, not to allow him to be turned on to ungodliness. I imagine that's today. I imagine you parents have a full-time job of keeping up with what your baby's reading, what your baby's watching, and so you got to cast all that on the Lord and not let Satan keep you under pressure over that, but just be willing to yield to the Holy Spirit and yield that pressure to Him. And when darkness comes, we just sang the song, darkness tries to hide, but at His voice it's revealed. There's meaning in that song. See, if you're not aware of it, don't realize that the devil will keep you upset. He'll keep you upset. I'm not going to move too fast. What's upset? You're disturbed. You had peace and you're disturbed. Satan wants to keep you upset. Upset. He'll use people. You'll be fine. Somebody will call. I'm usually fine, and somebody calls. Tries to get me upset, you know. Well, if you don't control your thoughts, you'll yield to those thoughts and those emotions and those feelings, and you will get upset, and you will be troubled, and it'll start worrying you. How many knows you're not supposed to worry about anything? Not your neighbor, not your friend, not your wife, not your brother, not your sister. God is a faithful God, and He is a big God, and He is able to do abundantly above, greater than we think or ask, but it says according to the power that works in us. How many knows we can suppress the Holy Spirit? The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we have been sealed unto the day of redemption. We've been sealed by it. We can grieve Him. Then when you grieve Him, you don't have any peace. You won't have it. Worry will grieve the Holy Spirit. Worrying will grieve the Holy Spirit. And grieving the Holy Spirit, worrying steals your faith, your joy, your peace, your hope, your victory. Any way you want to look at it. Because worry is the manifestation of fear. It is back, fear really, you can replace worry with fear. Fear will cause you to worry. Worry about you gonna die. Worry about your daughter's gone. Your brother's gonna die. Somebody, they gonna get, when I see Beth and Travis leave on the motorcycle now. Beth's riding the motorcycle now. And so I just give them to the Lord. I say, nope, I will not, because I can imagine Beth jerking and running off the road and hit a tree and getting all broke up and all of that. You can imagine this stuff, and it'll grip your heart. It'll grip it fast. I mean, you better cast them down. And so I cast that over on the Lord. Why? I'm going to live a worry-free life. You have to choose what you think on. You have to make sure you choose to think on the right things. Meditating on the wrong things is what causes unbelief. It's what causes fear to come in, and fear paralyzes your faith. It contaminates your faith. It contaminates my faith. And God is bringing it very clear to us. He is a good God. He is a faithful God. And He's saying if this is trying to happen to you, you get hold of your thoughts immediately. And I mean, you start to realize you got to practice every day of taking authority over your thoughts. It's not you take authority over it 1 minute and it ain't going to come back. See, I used to be afraid Teresa was going to leave me. And now, you know what? I practiced casting those thoughts down, and worked on myself and worked on my thoughts, prayed God, hallelujah, and it brought me to a place of victory. And then my thinking changed. She would be dumb to leave you. But see, my thoughts before was I locked her up in the house. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't getting a car. You ain't getting no money. I checked the mileage on the car. I knew how many miles was on that car when I left home. And if she was going anywhere, I knew about it. And I knew how many miles should be on it because I drove where she's going to go. And I knew how many miles it was. See what fear will do to you? I mean, drove me, tried to drive me to suicide. And then I thought I would never be free from that. I mean, it had such a grip on me. You know, and when you're in that stuff, you're not satisfied. You're miserable. And when I became a Christian, especially being a Christian, when I became a Christian, I just had this on the inside of me. This is not you anymore. This is not you anymore. But I thought I had have these feelings. It's me. I mean, I'm me. I am me. But I didn't know I wasn't me. I didn't really realize that I'm created in the image and likeness of God now. I didn't realize I'm a new creation now. I didn't realize that my mind was my mind, and Satan had had grip on my mind for 27 years, and he was losing it, and he was putting the pressure on me not to lose that. He don't want to lose control of you. He don't want to lose control of your mind. And he wants you to believe that you have no choice in the matter. He wants you to imagine being bound with something and not being able to get free. Bound with but you know what? I got free from fear, from jealousy. Call it what you want to. Worrying. I worried about her all the time. I worried. And you know what? I finally got free, and then I'm like, glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God set me so free with it. I was already free, Johnny. But I had to learn to control my mind and replace those thoughts and think on good things. Think on good things. No different today with you and me. Simple. It's real simple. It's not really, it's not complicated. It's a choice. It's a choice. See, I believe that I'm anointed. I believe that I'm anointed to preach the gospel. And I believe, and you can't convince me no different. The Bible bears witness in my spirit. And so therefore, when hell comes against me and said, you ain't anointed no more, look, they're not listening. They're not getting up. I just don't listen to him. I say, you lying idiot. You wouldn't be telling me that if they wasn't getting nothing. You're telling me that because they are. But even at that, that's not going to change. I believe that I'm anointed to increase, and bless God, I do. I don't care if hell freezes over, which it never will. Praise God, that's just a strong statement. You know, praise God. Even if hell froze, I'm still going to prosper. Why? Because as long as this earth remains, so I have renewed my mind to that. Now Satan can't get me to fear not prospering. He can't get you to fear not prospering. Once you get your mind made up that God is with you, that God loves you, that God is for you and not against you, that He works all things together for your good, that word transforms your thinking and gets in your heart, praise God, and begins to live there, and then you walk out and it transforms your life. See, if you're not aware, Satan will cause you to worry. I've already thought about, Aubrey's 8. And I thought, she's not going to ever marry a heathen. You shouldn't call people heathen. The Bible does. That's where I got it. It's nations without God. It's people that don't serve Jesus, that don't serve God, that is against God. And Satan wants me to start worrying at 8. So I cast that care. Don't the Bible say casting all our care over anything that's coming to you to get you to worry? That is a care. That's something that is trying to get you out of faith. Trying to get, and you know, it's just a distraction for Satan out here to get the word out of your heart in other areas that you'll begin to lose the battle in other areas. See, the Bible says not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's why us believers can't date unbelievers. I can't go in business with unbelievers. Come on, somebody. That's not for my destruction. The Bible says for me to have no fellowship. Fellowship is like us sitting at the table every other day, eats lunch together. I mean, that's not an acquaintance. That's fellowship. That's you're coming connected. I mean, you're coming in agreement with their spirit. He said, have no fellowship with that. That's not for my destruction. Well, I had to renew my mind to that, and then I had to keep my heart from judging people. You can't judge people. Let them live in sin. Let people do what they want to. The Bible is for me. It's for me. It's for me. Somebody say, it's for me. Say, everybody around you, let them do what they're going to do. You know, and if God gives you opportunity to speak a word or say something to them, do that, and then just go on, move on, and dust it off and say, hey, God got the word to them. God got it to them. Now they're not ignorant of it. And don't let it worry you. Don't let it trouble you. Don't let it bother you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Satan's a master at doing what I'm telling you. The Lord told me this is what he wanted tonight, because if you are not experiencing great pressure on your mind to the point to where you can't hardly get things off of your mind, see, there's demonic forces when that happens. Thoughts will come, and I'm not talking about, you know, we have to conduct business and things going on and going to school. I'm not talking really about that. I'm talking about the warfare that's coming from the enemy to where something's on your mind, constantly trying to stay on your mind, that is troubling you. You better get rid of that. It troubles me right now that a man running for president's done getting indicted again. Ain't that amazing? That is amazing. I mean, we got an indictment war going on with the former president and the ex-president. I mean, they're like kindergartners. You punch me and I'm going to punch you back. You know? And you know what? Used to, that would try to worry me. You know, worry me that they're not taking care of business, you know. I mean, and then I would get upset because I would be like, they're mishandling our money, mine and your money. You pay taxes every week. Federal, don't you? State and federal, every week you're paying them. They ain't got no job without us. By golly, they're taking money from us and doing some stupid stuff with it. Well, you can't let that trouble you. You got to say, but my God will supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. See, our hope is not in the next presidency. But we're doing our part now. We're going to fast and pray for them and believe, and we're going to sow the right seed. We're believing for righteousness. The Bible says when righteous are in authority. See, the Lord's telling us this to help us with our mind so that Satan don't get no foothold in our heart through our mind. I mean, you know, and I mean, you can't help it because it's on the news, you know. And I mean, they're constantly, you know, bringing that stuff up, and that's fine. But we got to be well balanced and keep our mind clear and free. I don't really like people that has an opinion. I'm trying not to be an opinionated person. What I think about you, Johnny. What I think about you, Mac. Because if I talk to somebody, well, you know, I'll give my opinion. My opinion may not be accurate based on your heart. I don't know what your heart is. I don't know what your heart is. You don't know what mine is. You know some of it. Well, what I'm saying here is, see, the enemy wants us judging. He wants us judging other Christians. They should know better than that. I mean, they know better. That's none of our business. See, these thoughts are coming, and if they're not thoughts, they could be words from somebody coming to us that the enemy has their mind. They'll worry about anything. You got to be aware when you're around worrying people. You got to be, because their words are going to be fearful. They're going to be doubtful. You know, anytime you see fear, you see distrust. Anytime you see a Christian in fear, you see distrust. You see a lack of faith. I mean, we need it pure and simple, don't we? You know, I mean, when I was going out on the streets down there, you know, I mean, Darcy when it called, and it was true. I mean, what she was saying was true. I mean, people trying to preach the gospel, and they're getting rocks thrown and hit and all that stuff, you know, and that report come. And I mean, she wasn't doing it out of scare nobody. I mean, it was happening. But I had to make a decision. I made a conscious decision. Praise God, Stephen was stoned and the heavens opened up. I turned to the Bible and I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to preach this gospel that you've called me to preach, and I'm going on that street, God, and I'm going to believe for your angels, the ones that was down there with me when them guys couldn't take that wood down there. I'm going to depend on them angels, God. See, my mind, what I didn't let my mind, the report, control me of my actions. And I went on that street for 3 years from the time it got warm enough till it started sleeting. They was bringing their blankets and setting up on the cars. And one night, the last night of 1 year, it was sleeting, and they were begging me not to stop. I mean, sleeting, man. You know, and I'm like, well, we're going to have to. But what I'm saying is, what happened was I went past all of that and all the things that you're going to face while you're trying. You're not trying to walk with God. You are walking with God. If you're born again, you might not be perfect, but you're walking with God. You've just got to get your mind set, and it'll cause your heart to change, and And I tell the Lord every day now, I say, Lord, when I get up, I say, thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and your grace on me. Your mercy and your grace on the church, Lord. And I lift the church up to you talking about this. I'm anointed for this one. I can pray for the whole body all over the world. And I do when I think church, but I'm talking about this one to the Lord because this is the domain that God has set me in to operate in what he's called me to do, praise God. So you know, and I'm telling the Lord, thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, that no weapons. Why am I doing that? Because I know that things are coming against y'all all the time. And my mind is not going to be caught up in all your trouble. Not that I don't love you. I can't help you caught up in your trouble. I can't help you if I'm bound up and not got a clear mind of the church having victory and being in victory and walking in victory. And you've got to do the same for your life. You've got to do the same for what you're called to do. Well, I don't know what I'm called to do. Well, just get on fire. Just fast and pray and tell the Lord, 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 reveal your will to me, God. Don't be afraid that God's going to ask you to do something that you won't have the ability to do. God will equip you with whatever he's telling you to do. I mean, wherever he appoints you, he anoints you. Wherever he sends you, he provides for you. You know, I mean, if you married somebody you think's the devil like I did, look what I got today. They was a great pearl in that rock. the more it got chipped away, the better it got, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And she could say the same thing. I mean, she couldn't live with me. When I got saved, I cried for 4 hours, Johnny. And I mean, I could see. I mean, it's like the scales come off of me, and I'm like, man, I've hurt everybody in my life. I've hurt everybody. There's nobody I hadn't hurt, you know, and everything. And what happened, see, now God had come in, and here comes the pearl. Here comes that pearl in the ground, in that field. That's the way you are, and that's the way I am. But Satan has a target on it. He wants you to believe that you ain't going to make it. He wants you to believe that your kids ain't going to change. He wants you to believe they're not going to have a future and a hope. He wants you to believe that the economy ain't getting no better. Our economy is not the world's economy. I was telling somebody today, I said, it's not because I'm in my own business. I said, although God is blessing me, I said, I don't even know how much money I got and don't really care. I said, but you know what? I said, the only time I know when things are higher, you know, is when Teresa tells me. I mean, I go in there, sure, I buy a little bologna sandwich or something, you know, and it's $12. And I'm like, ooh, yes, it is high. Then I say, well, you want it or not, yeah, get it up. I told one day, I said, that's high. Said, yeah, stuff's high. I said, it's going to taste good. Because when you pay a good price, it tastes good. Well, I'm not going to get in this molly grub the world's in. Praise God. I mean, if all I got's a half a sandwich and that's all I can afford to buy a loaf of bread and cut the sandwich and didn't have to do all week, I'm going to praise God for that half a bologna sandwich. Come on, it's just a mindset. You know, and the thankful heart gets the whole sandwich. 2001 went through a recession, I think 2000 or something like that. And I was so caught up in the things of God and keeping my mind on the Lord. And it wasn't that I was just too busy. I mean, I just didn't pay any attention to all of it, you know, and working and going to the streets and the jails. When you're in that Bible, you ain't got time to flood the world with your mind. I mean, it'll wash your mind and you'll be like, somebody asked me later on, they said, well, hey, brother, did that recession affect your business? I said, what recession? You didn't know we was in a recession? I said, nah. Well, it was all over the news. I said, that's why I don't watch it. I don't partake in that stuff. What do you mean don't partake? They don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean don't partake in it? How'd you get out of it? I said, the Bible. People laughing, scorn at you for saying that, but I didn't. I'm telling you right now, There was a time when I went to the grocery store. Teresa, I don't go to the grocery store. I figure it's a woman's job to go get the groceries. Travis, he goes every day. Like candy. What it is, he don't want Beth spending his money. Because she gets this and buys the... I'm just being funny. Went to the grocery store with her one time, Mac. She said, here, hand me a calculator. I said, what's that for? Because you got to figure the taxes and everything on it so we don't go over. And I felt slap defeated in wherever was that. I think it was Wally World. I'm walking around with a calculator and people looking at you. And I'm like, good God, man, has it got to this? You know? So praise God, we went on, you know, and did it and everything. I'm thinking about that, boy, and I mean just a holy anger rose up on the inside of me, praise God. And I told Teresa, I said, you mark it down. I said, not many days hence, baby. I said, you won't even have to have a calculator, bless God. Well, I realized I've been laying down, letting my finances be out there, not calling them in, not believing the angels are working, not believing for increases on your job, not believing for promotion on your job. You ain't got to be in your own. This Bible has nothing to do with what business anybody's in. That's a mindset. That is a lie from the enemy. This Bible right here says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. You've got to keep your mind clear to what the Bible says. This Bible is working for me every day. I said just about every day, Psalms over there, Psalm 68, I believe it is, he said, and he daily loads us up. I tell the Lord, thank you, Lord, you're daily loading up my church. Y'all getting loaded up whether you're loading up or not. And if you don't get it, we're going to get it. We're going to help you get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know, don't let the enemy see. He wants to keep your mind. He wants to keep you upset, worried. He wants to keep you anxious, you know, about something all the time. He wants to keep you all the time worried or anxious or fearful. That's why Jesus said over there, I think it's in Matthew 6 over there, it said, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought. You know what? I studied that. He said, don't worry, told me. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your marriage. Don't worry about your ministry. Don't worry. Just don't worry about your job. Don't worry about your work. Don't worry about your business. Don't worry. And so I got a hold of that, you know, and started renewing my mind to it and meditating on it. And I started thinking on those things instead of the worry that I was thinking on that was causing me to worry. I just changed my mind with Matthew 6:25. Don't worry. When I think about Teresa going to leave while I'm at work, don't worry. Bring your mind over to... That's why I started listening to Christian music. I do not listen to secular music. I have not listened to secular music in 29 years. The only time I listened to secular music was when I was about 3/4 of the way backslid and it was trying to help me die. Because I had no peace within. And so I'm turning back to the world. Now I want to go smoke a joint. I want to go do some cocaine. Now I want to go do a beer. I'm getting empty. That's what's happening. My mind is on things, thinking on things that are not lovely, that are not a good report, how I feel. Your mind can just be on how you feel. And I mean totally depress you. Get you not want to go to church, not want to pray. I'm telling you, if you start losing your desire to pray and read and come to church, you're going to have to stir something up. You better get some things going on. You better get some preaching going on in your ears. You better, your flesh don't even want to hear it. It don't want to, but you better do it. You better feed your spirit, man. You better turn it from where it's at because the enemy, he can't take you down, but if he can get you to lay down and quit, that's what he accomplished his goal. That's why the Lord told me one time, he said, quitters never win. He said, they never win. He said, but winners never quit. He said, you might feel like you're losing. And I mean, I got a sermon on that, that I preach every now and then, how for 20-something years, you know, and he'll add more to it and different things, you know. But I made up my mind based on the word of the Lord that came to me that I was a quitter and I was never going to quit again. And I just don't quit. Well, once you make your mind up, see, the one that's already won the victory begins to rise up, that's all it is, on the inside of me and you. But if you're not aware of it, the devil will keep you upset, worried, anxious about something all the time through thoughts and through people. That's the two channels he has. Thoughts and people. What you hear and thoughts that come to your mind and maybe what you see. Told the Lord on the streets one time I was enjoying myself. Boy, glory to God. I mean, you know, preaching down there, and then people wanted to come sing, and, you know, and they wanted to let us sing in group, different things, you know. And I started to have turmoil on the inside. And I'm praying one day because I didn't want to offend anybody or anything, you know. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I was fine till these people come. That's what I told him. You might as well be honest with him, right? Man, he already knows what I'm thinking, man. I mean, it ain't like, don't say nothing, God won't know it. Yo, he knows it. The Bible says he knows my thoughts from afar before I even get to me, man. That's what the Bible says. He's an all-knowing God. Well, you know, the Lord said, he said, that's the way it is with me. You know, I put up with people. In other words, he was telling me, I'm putting up with you right now, whining about this, you know. And so I just started praying. I started being flexible. I started being flexible with other folk. I had to be to get here. Man, I mean, if I was the way I was back then when I was on the street, good Lord, me and you, we wouldn't be together, you know. But see, the word of God, I mean, he started, number one, you can't judge. Don't judge people. Don't judge people at all. Don't judge them if they make mistakes. Don't go around saying they know better than that. They should know better. Don't go doing all that. See, because the Bible says, be not deceived, God's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap. See, you don't want to start reaping that. You don't want to start reaping that, and then before you know it, you're doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, and then somebody else can say the same thing. I have saw it happen. That is why I'm constantly, that's none of my business. I really don't, you know, I try not to get caught up in other people's stuff. Because it's easy for me to start casting sentence and judging, and they know better and all that stuff, you know. When look, all that does is troubles you. That's all the enemy wants to do. If something comes up to you, the best thing for you to do is pray for them. Pray for that situation, and I'll cast that thing over on the Lord and keep. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Unless the Lord is leading you to go in agreement with somebody. Why? Because he wants to use people to trap you. He wants you to use what they're doing. This world is going to sin. They're going to. I mean, they're sinners. Their nature is to sin. Hallelujah. And without God, that's what they're going to do. And some Christians are bent on sinning. They're going to sin. But you know what? I mean, you know, that's not my judgment call. My judgment call is to mind my own business, and I'm telling you that for your own sake. You know, and you know what? Because of it, I believe I get mercy in my imperfections. I believe God covers me because I won't uncover somebody else. I believe he covers me while I'm under construction. He'll cover you while you're under construction. Hallelujah. And help me to come on where I won't be under construction as much. So watch that judging. Don't judge people. See, Satan wants God's people focused on their problems. I'm telling you, if I ever heard from the Lord, I heard from him this evening. He said, do you know how much attack you're having under pressure on your business and different things? And people putting pressure on me, you know. All different sides, you know, putting pressure on me. And I said, yes, Lord. He said, if my people ain't aware that some of this is coming from the enemy, He said, I've give you wisdom to run this business. He said, and you keep that wisdom. He said, and you don't fear people, and you don't fear. He said, you ask me and acknowledge me. That's what we got to do. You ask me and acknowledge me, and I'll direct you. Well, right after that, the Lord told me what to do, and I changed up tomorrow. Tomorrow's changed up, and it's going to relieve pressure. I wouldn't have thought of it without him. Because all I'm focused on is the pressure. See, he wants you focused on the pressure so you can't back up and see the answer. I'm up cutting tree limbs, and that's where I got all these bruises and scratches and all that stuff. I go up there nearly naked. You know, I ought to have long sleeves and gloves. I ought to have a helmet on, you know, with a face mask where it don't scratch you all up and stuff. Well, see, I really can't see the limbs that I need to cut. I'm down here, and I spot them, and I say, yeah, that needs cut. But when I get a few of them cut, I don't remember which ones I was looking at because it looks different. And so I told Teresa the other day, she's moving some brush, and I said, hey, how's that look? And right at the moment, she said, I can't look right now. She's going, I'm like, well, I got to wait now. But you know what? She turned around, and she said, I think you need to cut that one and that one. And I was like, yeah. So I went on and cut them, Johnny. See, all I needed was somebody that seen from the outside. See, and God's very good about if you can't see from where you're at and what you're facing, he is very good at getting the word to us. He'll get it to us somehow. We won't lie ignorant if it's a device of Satan. We won't lie ignorant. Now, when he gets it to us, we have a choice of what we're going to do with it. If we do what if we realize it and we say, I'm doing something about this, then you got help from the Holy Spirit. Then you got help from the angels. Then you got help from the grace of God. But if you say, well, I know how it is when you feel like you're under pressure on every side and you really don't want to move. You just need some kind of relief. I understand that, but sometimes you got to move. You got to pick your feet up. You got to say something out of your mouth. You got to cast down those thoughts. I don't have to even turn to them scriptures. Y'all could all just about quote what I preach. I mean, you could. I say it so much here, you probably just say it without even looking at the Bible, praise God. He wants you worried about your future. Satan wants you worried about your future. Don't you know that God has our future? God has it. God is a big God. I mean, he has our future. I mean, the Lord told me, and I'm in the shower this evening, and all this pressure is on, you know, and everything, and I got in the shower, and the Lord said, I told you I'd do it again. I thought, oh, God, I forgot. Well, we sang, he'll do it again, he'll do it again. May not know how, may... We don't even know what we're singing. He'll do what again? I was under a lot of pressure back under 30 years ago, man. I forgot about it. He said, I told you I'd do it again. I said, I know it, Lord, I know it. I thought, well, man, I don't want to go through that training ground again. I got to use what I learned. See, we don't have to be trained all the time. We get trained and then we walk it, right? We get a master at taking authority over our thoughts. It's not very hard to me anymore. When I realize it, I'm like, oh, no, glory to God. Hallelujah, right now. And I'll start singing, Jesus, you're the... I changed my mind with a song. You ain't got to have a scripture. I mean, you can be like, I mean, all kind of pressure coming to your mind and way it feels, and you got to figure it out, and you got to figure out how to take care of this, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, I didn't see that row of tomatoes already. All that pressure left over a row of tomatoes. Why? Because the battle's here. The victory's already won. See, all of that pressure will leave and nothing has changed in the natural. See, once we learn these things, you can train your mind to where you can train yourself to take authority over your thoughts. And I mean, immediately cast them down. And when you first start, sure, Satan's going to keep the pressure on and on and on. But once that victory is established, all you got to do is keep them in check. You'll come to the place where all you got to do is keep them in check. The battle's already, you done been through the training ground, praise God. You done got your mind renewed to God's word. You done had it coming out of your mouth that, I mean, somebody tell me, you ain't righteous. I'll say, you're a liar. Let every man be a liar, but God's word's true. How'd you get that scripture? Because the Bible says I've been made the righteousness of God. And you can say I'm not if you want to, but I'm going to believe God over you. And I'm going to believe God in me over me. Because I know my shortcomings. Right? I'm going to believe that I'm a righteousness of God in spite of my shortcomings. Because that righteousness, that's what happened. The righteousness of God came in me, and that's what caused me to cry 4 hours. It caused me to want to love them that I'd hurt. It caused me to want to make up new ground. See, I wasn't trying to make myself be a Christian. I became a Christian. I didn't even know I did become one. I didn't even know what happened to me. I mean, I thought I'd been a Christian before. But that day I did, that day when I called, I said, Lord, if you're really real, you know, help me. I was born again that day. I didn't even know I was born again. I thought I'd done been born again. I didn't know what happened. I got up, you know, and then, you know, and now people say, well, you got to live righteous. You got to live righteous. We will live righteous if we walk in that righteousness. I mean, there ain't nobody got to come tell me that sex outside of marriage is okay with God. You know, it's not okay with God. They don't got to tell me that. I know it. They don't got to tell me that if something happened that I don't need to date anybody, an unbeliever. I don't have to be told that. That right standing's in me. That word is in me. If I've ever read that word, the Holy Spirit will tell me. He'll bring it up to me. Praise God. But you got to, you know, your kids. He wants you on your finances. I mean, he wants you focused on finances and get in fear right now. He would love to see you get in fear right now. Enter your interest rates on your stuff. If you got a revolving gate, went up. Your payments went up. You know, anything with not a set interest rate goes up. If the interest rate goes up, it goes up. And it can be $200 or $300 if it's a house or something. You know, and then, I mean, but if it goes down, it goes down. But see, Satan's wanting people to focus, God's people especially, he wants the world in fear. He's a master at that. But he wants them focused on their financial future. Well, all I can see is clear sailing. Now, when the Obama administration got in, I lost sight. I mean, somebody said today, was in the bank, and they said, they was talking about the almanac. And they said, well, you know, ever how many foggy days did you have in August? I think it was August. Yeah. August is how many snowy days you'll have this winter. That lady was on the phone. I said, she must be talking about the almanac or the horoscope or something. Get you know, and so I just said it out loud. I said, there was no foggy days in August. She turned around, she said, Scotty, shut up, I'm not talking to you. I told her there wasn't no, she's on the phone with somebody in there in that bank. I said, there wasn't no foggy days in August. I remember the blazes. There wasn't no foggy days, man. It was hot. We had a fan, 90-something degrees. Now, y'all sitting up in the air conditioner might have forgot, so we ain't going to have no snow, according to that. Looked at that other lady. I said that, and I told her, I said, hey, I said, that almanac ain't worked since 1950-something, when they knew what was going on back there. Well, God said they can discern the times and the seasons, but can't discern him and his coming. We're watching Israel. Keeping our eye on Israel. I'm for Israel. He said, I'll bless those that bless Israel. I'll curse those that curse Israel. Hallelujah. That's why we've been blessed. That's why this nation is blessed. We are for God's people. His chosen people. We grafted in. We was grafted in. So keep your mind off of all your troubles and all people's troubles. You got to cast them over on the Lord. I'm almost an expert at that. I mean, every one of y'all's had trouble. And if y'all been here any length amount of time, I could have lost 50 pounds worrying about y'all. I mean, I've seen every one of y'all go through troubled waters. And me in the troubled waters at the same time. And I mean hard to cast that over on the Lord. But I practiced it, Johnny, and practiced it. You know, not taking the care of y'all's troubles and people's troubles and Christians out yonder, not taking that care. I mean, you can become an expert at casting. Practice makes perfect. More you practice it, hallelujah. Problem comes up, you be like, nah, cast that over on the Lord. Thank you, Lord, there it is. Just keep on going. It's really that simple. Give me that one scripture, man, that we'll, that Isaiah, and we'll close with this maybe. Because I had about 18 more, and I don't want to keep it all night. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Stayed on thee because he trusted thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. See, he said here, I will keep him in perfect, whose mind is stayed on thee. You know what stayed on? I thought about it. I thought that don't really mean, you know, that I've just got to, you know, just have a picture of Jesus all the time. You know, it means that it's fixed in his promises. Whenever something comes up, you've renewed your mind and everything and tries to trouble you, you cast that over on the Lord, your mind is on him right then. Right then. Just if you're saying, I'll just cast this over on, your mind is on him right then. You're mindful of God. You're acknowledging God. He said, you'll be kept in perfect peace. I remember one time, and I'll close with this. Travis, he's about 14, 15 years old. Still lived at home. And Teresa told me one time, I mean, we got into it a little bit, you know. And I want a divorce. I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah. Goes and packs her stuff and went out. And I'm telling you, I'm sitting there and I'm in such peace. I mean, I could not believe my mind. How much peace that I had. I mean, it's like I would have to fight to go after her. We're used to, I fight and go after her. Years before that, you know. But you know what? The practice of my mind all them years, there I was in this, Johnny, right here. I mean, I was automatically in it. I mean, because I did it and practiced it for several years, day in and day out, you know. And Travis asked me, he said, Dad, ain't you going after her? I said, she'll be back, son. And you know why I knew she'll be back? Because I gave her to the Lord about 15 years earlier. I'd give her, and I trusted him because I trusted him. He says, those whose mind stayed on him, he keep their heart in perfect peace because they trust him. You know, and because I trusted him, I had a confidence in here, and that's the way you can have about whatever's troubling you. Your family members. I got family members that's, you know, they under attack sickness and this and that, and I'm believing for them. Somebody told me one time, Monty, he told me, he said, I'm believing for 100% healing, total healing. I'm in agreement, praying for you, agreeing with you. I said, thank you. And now I told Satan, I said, did you hear that? One puts 1,000. Two, 10,000. I said, it's just a matter of time, sucker. I said, and if it ain't you, I said, the word says that his word works mightily in me. I said, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, let me just go ahead and fill you in. You done forgot, I reckon, that I was healed over 2,000 years ago. And whatsoever things I desire when I pray, I believe that I receive it and I will have it. I said, I received my healing over 2,000 years ago. I said, and right now I take it. You got to take it sometimes. You do it by faith. And the more your mind ain't on your problem and on God, the more faith rises up. And that's the ability to receive it. Hallelujah. It's real simple. If I bring you a plate of cookies and I say, here, take you one. All you got to do is take it. Take that cookie. Well, that's what Jesus did. Here's healing. Here's your finances. Here's your freedom. I done put it all out there. I laid it all out there now by my Holy Spirit when I told you that I wouldn't leave you comfortless, but I'd send back that one that's going to walk with you and talk to you and teach you and reveal to you my things and God's things. So you keep your mind off all the trouble that's in the world and around you and in your family and in your immediate pressure, whatever it is. You cast that stuff off, praise God, and fill your mind with something else. Think on good things, the Bible says. Whatsoever things are lovely, a good report, praise God. Think on these things, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.